Bill, how would you describe it, and then how do you explain it?
Yeah, it just wasn't a good day, John. Got to do a better job, you know, coaching. Got to figure it out. You know, it was a bad day. Starts with me. Players played hard. There were glimpses of some decent plays, but, you know, clearly it was a bad day. So Bill, a long way to go.
Bill, if you could take us through the decision to switch quarterbacks and where you are now with Deshaun and Tom going forward. Is Deshaun your guy going forward?
Right now we're just, you know, trying to figure – we got a quick turnaround here, so we got a lot of film to watch, a lot of things to get caught up on. The decision to go with Deshaun really didn't have a whole lot to do with – You know, it had more to do with could we find a spark? Could we find somebody that could maybe make a play that could escape the pocket? You know, things like that. I thought that Tom really hung in there and played very tough. But, you know, we had a hard time protecting him. And so I just made the decision to go with Deshaun.
Bill, you guys said from the organization on down, whether it's Rick Smith or you guys, you know, Tom was a guy, and then you're forced to make that change again. Was it solely because of the offensive line and he couldn't be protected, or did you feel like he wasn't getting done what you needed to get done from the quarterback position?
I thought he did. He was trying to do the best that he could. And, you know, it was just a decision I made. I felt like to try to get something going.
Bill, we saw what happened with the O-line, but how was the defensive line dominated with the ease in which Jacksonville ran the ball with Fournette and also protected Bortles?
It was a terrible day on offense, but, you know, it wasn't that much better defensively. So, you know, like I said, we'll have to watch the film, Barry. You know, we got to watch the tape. But, you know, there were, you know, just some things out there that weren't good, you know. And we have a lot of work to do. We got a quick turnaround here. Told the team we got to stick together and you know, we got to get back to work right away tomorrow.
Coach, obviously a short week. When do you expect to decide who you do want to start Thursday night?
You know, I don't know. I'll take, you know, think about it a long time tonight and try to continue to work on Cincinnati and see what the best approach is, you know, versus them.
But going back to the offensive line, just in terms of having to move guys in and out, how difficult is that to have the cohesion when you've got guys either getting injured or guys that are giving up a lot of pressure and you have to make changes?
Yeah, it was a tough night, Aaron. I think I need to do a better job. You know, I need to do a better job of helping them. You know, I think it starts with me. And I thought the players played hard. They tried to do what we were asking them to do, and I just didn't do a good enough job.
Bill, after Watson threw his touchdown pass, you needed a big stop by the defense to get back into it, and they went straight down the field. How key for Jacksonville was that drive?
That was a big drive, John. You know, I thought we had a little bit of momentum at that point, you know, had the crowd into it. Deshaun did a nice job on that drive, nice touchdown pass to Hop. But, you know, we didn't play complimentary football at all. You know, we just didn't. We weren't able to, you know, compliment each other. You know, it was the reverse of that, actually. So we got a long way to go, and there's no choice. You know, the only choice is to just keep working and try to figure out what we can do to be better.
Two-part question, Bill. The rap on Tom has always been he holds on to the ball too long. And also, you're in favor of a quick-tempo offense, and it seemed you guys were sluggish right from the start.
Yeah, you know, I wish we would have played faster. Think again, that's on me. Got to figure out how we can get these guys to play faster. You know, just wasn't as up-tempo as we wanted it to be. And give Jacksonville credit, which I should have done right at the beginning here. They did a great job. Their team was ready to play. Their coaches did a great job, and, you know, they did a good job.
Bill, the Jacksonville had 10 sacks, and they were able to get Savage 5 times, Watson 5 times. Is the core of everything you're seeing offensively? I mean, do you have to solidify that offensive line, whether it's Watson or Savage, give the quarterback protection to be able to accomplish what you want to accomplish offensively?
Yeah, I think, again, it comes back to me, like, trying to do a better job with these guys of, you know, the design of some of the plays. Just comes down to, you know, me making sure that I'm doing the best I can to do a better job of helping those guys out up front, you know, get a better balance, try to go faster, whatever it is. Like I said, it's we got to coach better, and hopefully that'll lead to us playing better.
Well, tough day with injuries. How difficult, especially now you have a short week and you may have some guys, maybe they're available, maybe they're not for this one.
Yeah, it'll be tough, Aaron. You know, I don't know. I just came off the field, so I'm not sure. You know, I just don't know what the report is yet, but we'll get it to you as soon as we can.
What are the challenges of getting your offense where it needs to be on this short week?
It's tough. It's going to be tough, Sarah. I mean, we got a lot of work to do. It'll be a long night tonight. Just got a lot of work to do. Got to get these guys back in here. I'm not going to really be able to practice too much. You know, we just played a lot of football. So it's going to be tough. Got a good team. Obviously, Cincinnati, very, very good team. So we got to find a way. Got no choice. Got to stick together. Got to find a way to get better and get better quick.
Just